felt to discuss things with someone else. Right from the beginning of my walk with the Lord, I was aware of the need to ask God and to listen with expectancy, trusting that God would answer. I learnt that it isn't always a case of just standing still till you get a physical prod, but sometimes that can happen through circumstances. But usually it is in pushing doors and knowing that God will open or close doors as he wants us to know his leading. Psalm 143, verses 8 to 10, had meant a lot to me over the years. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. God doesn't lead us up the garden path or in a wild goose chase. If the way seems tortuous, it is usually because he wants to teach us something through the process. In our reading from Acts chapter 4, where Peter and John are taken up before the Sanhedrin, the religious assembly of either 23 or 72 elders who were appointed to sit at tribunal. Peter and John had spent a night in prison because they had been speaking and also healing a man in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Wasn't he supposed to have been killed? Jesus was crucified by the Roman soldiers, who were expert and experienced in this. But yes, there were growing rumours that this man Jesus wasn't dead, but had come back to life. Those in the assembly, or certainly the majority, wanted this rumour quashed straight away. However, we read how Peter gets straight to the point, explaining that a man had been wonderfully healed. Isn't that good news? And they couldn't take the credit for themselves, as they were only able to carry out this act of kindness as instruments of their Lord Jesus, who is the one who had carried out this miracle. They had done it in his name, with his authority, because he is the living Lord of all. They don't mince their words, saying that those of the Sanhedrin had worked to have Jesus arrested and killed because they didn't recognise their Messiah and were effectively threatened by Jesus and his popularity. However, Peter and John reiterate that salvation, being made right with God, is not by any religious academia or actions or tradition, but by believing and trusting in the name of Jesus and no one or nothing else. In John's Gospel, chapter 10, Jesus says that he knows his sheep and they know him. As a true shepherd, he laid down his life to save his flock. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, it says, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, Jesus made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Jesus laid down his life of his own will and has the authority to raise up again to life, for he has the power over death. The Old Testament talks a number of times about the relationship between God and his people as a shepherd with his flock, temporarily entrusting his flock to others, such as Moses and the genuine prophets such as Isaiah, who are forerunners of Jesus. Now Jesus is the good shepherd who will save his flock. The other day it was lovely to be part of a day's retreat online. It was run by the British Bible Readers Fellowship, and it was a day's from 10 till 3, a lovely retreat just looking at being in the wilderness, which many of people have felt through this past year or so with the pandemic. And I'd just like to, there was so much to share in that day, excuse me, but I'd just like to share the six major themes that were looked at as they were looking in Isaiah. And the first scene, I'm sorry.
I've gone all dry.
Beg your pardon. So the first scene was, fear not, because I have redeemed you, in Isaiah 43, verse 1. And isn't that what Jesus is saying here as the Good Shepherd? That he is the protector and the guide for us all. And then in verse 10 of chapter 43, you are my witnesses. And Shirley spoke about this last week, just saying about how when we receive this wonderful news, we are to share it and pass it on to the people that we meet. And God says, I am the Lord your King. See, I am doing a new thing. I, even I, blot your transgressions. So as we see that Jesus has taken the punishment of our sins, he has blotted out our transgressions so that we can come before God. And I'll pour out my spirit on your offspring, in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. So he promised to pour out his spirit on us, for us to be aware of God's presence for us, with us, and also to equip us for all that we have to do. So it was just a lovely day, and next week we're going to get it sent to us. And if anybody would like to have a look at it, you'd be more than welcome, just ask. It was a really edifying time. So as we remind ourselves of the authority that Peter and John were able to speak after meeting with the living Lord Jesus, and they were able to be transformed and to be courageous in simply sharing what Jesus has done and what he goes on to do. And as we see Jesus' promise that he is going to be our shepherd, our guide, that he walks with us. He doesn't just send us on an errand and stays behind, but he walks with us, goes with us, just as a shepherd walks with his flock. So as we are encouraged by these passages, just pray that in the coming days, as we slowly open up and slowly get involved with more things in our communities, that we might know the presence of the Good Shepherd in our lives, protecting us and guiding us so that we make good steps, not foolish steps, not steps in our own strength, but steps in the path, in the footsteps of our Shepherd, the Lord Jesus. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these very familiar passages, but so very important. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Good Shepherd. You have done everything for us. You are our guide, you are our shepherd, you have died for us, and you bring us into the presence of the Almighty God, our Father. We thank you for all that you have done, and we thank you for the examples that we see of your Spirit filling the lives of Peter and John, that they were able to speak eloquently and with integrity, and just saying it how it is about the power and the authority of the Lord Jesus and all that he does through each one of us. So we offer ourselves to you now and ask that you be with us in these coming days as we seek to follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.